This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street, Ankeny, Iowa, was right next door today. Services include foot and ankle hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Their urgent injury clinics are both at Ankeny and their West Des Moines locations. No appointments needed. Look up wait times online at demoss.com. Hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. In Ankeny, it's Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Remember it this way, West Des Moines opens up a little bit later and closes a little bit later. Ankeny opens earlier, closes earlier. Both open same on Saturday. Difference between urgent care and emergency rooms, the severity of the health problem. Bleeding, just head trauma, a lot of, go to the emergency room. But if you're having it take, if you have something that you did, you twisted your ankle, you hurt a bone snap in your foot, you hurt your shoulder, your wrist, go to DeMoss Urgent Injury Clinics where people are there that take care of things like that. New to DeMoss is also one of my, this is kind of my, the rest of that, man, I think that is amazing. This is what I think is the changing point for Des Moines Orthopedic is engineer performance by DeMoss, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa. They're at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway, Ankeny, Iowa. On rehabilitation, you have people that do this for a living that are going to help you get rehabilitated back to where you were or better. The other is the engineer performance training part of it. Performance training. Are you doing what's best for your performance? Are you doing the right exercises? Are you eating the right foods? Are you doing the right things? I had Joey in here, in this studio, live. Dude knows what he was talking about right up to the point where he said he could help me because I'm 57 and I don't know if there's any help. But I still have some life in me. I've got the weight thing going the right direction. I just got to have more energy and be able to get around better. Okay, so last thing on college football. I just want to do this. You have programs, and it's more. I just have a couple here. But there's a lot more. I'm gonna fight about coaches, and I'm going to fight about college football rankings. Coaches first. Matt Rhule changed Baylor football. Baylor football was in an ugly place. Matt Rhule went to the NFL and found out what a lot of people find out. That in life, not very often do you find somebody that can rotate or differentiate between the two and do well at both. I mean, I think it's hands down. Everybody thinks Nick Saban is one of the greatest coaches in college football history and couldn't make it in the NFL because if you aren't granted a quarterback or you can't get the quarterback right, you can't win in the NFL, and he can't recruit it, and you can't double recruit it, and you can't triple recruit it. So he isn't doing it. Matt Rhule left the NFL. I think he has $32 million on the table. You're thinking, man, that's a lot of money. Well, now he's got $75 million on the table with Nebraska. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. $5.5 million, $6.5 million, $7.5 million, $8.5 million, $10 million, $11.5 million, $12 million, $12.5 million, 2030. Hugh Freeze just left Liberty. Just left. I'm clicking here, so just give me a quick second. Of course, that one doesn't have what I'm looking for, so I'm going to go to this one. Sorry, it's not great radio, but it's trying to work here. NCAA football. football home. I'm using CBS Sports as we speak. Hugh Freeze leaves Liberty to take the Auburn job. Going to make a lot of money. Luke Fickell just left Cincinnati. Cincinnati, who was just in the Final Four, to go to It bothers me something crazy that you look at. I just don't. Okay, so Freeze has taken the Auburn job. I somewhat get that, but man, that has been a tough job. Not a lot of people jump up and down for that job. Luke Fickell just signed 7 years, $8 million a year, $56 million to coach at Wisconsin. You leave Cincinnati, who was in the Final Four, to go to Wisconsin because you can't get, he doesn't think he has the same amount of odds to get to the big game or to that Final Four, or to get into what we hope to be the 12. So you leave somewhere like Cincinnati, who's getting ready to go into the Big 12 next year, to go to Wisconsin. And met Paul Chris and Jim Leonard, and all of them were just told, see you later. Wow. Somebody's getting Jim Leonard. I don't know who that somebody is. If I was somebody, and worst case scenario is I'm getting him to be a coordinator on my staff, I would hire him as a coach. I have no idea what's going on in the world. Luke Fickell, I don't think that we can get to the big game. Well, dude, TCU's got a really good chance to get to the big game. We've had others. You're going to the Big 12. You were going to get a ticket to the party. And you went to Wisconsin. Now, the way the Big Ten is set up, but it's not going to be set up like that for very long. It's not going to be in divisions. You're not gonna do what's happened to Penn State. Penn State was the third wheel with Michigan and Ohio State, and has a better record than anybody on that other side, and they didn't get nothing. Now, they're going to step away from that because you're going to add USC. You hope to add UCLA. They're going to add a couple more teams. They have to. Everybody's going to be moving in that direction sooner rather than later. Here's the most interesting one. Now, I thought if I was Deion Sanders, the Auburn job, and I don't know if I want the Auburn job. That's a tough job. You still have to fight with Nick Saban for four more years or more. I mean, he is Dracula. He hasn't aged. He hasn't done anything. I definitely wouldn't have compared it. The Wisconsin job, I'm still sitting here and I get it. Big Ten people disagree with me. It's going to be a better league, at least for the time being. There's a lot more money. There's more money available than there is for Cincinnati. I get that. But man, he had him having a couple of losing seasons at Cincinnati is a lot easier than Wisconsin having a couple of losing seasons, because you just saw what happened when they had a losing season. They fired their whole staff. I get Matt Rhule. Listen, if I have to take my chances and I have to win 7 football games, the way things are set up right now, when they go to divisions, it totally changes then. But for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa Hawkeyes don't play Penn State, they don't play Michigan, and they don't play Ohio State next year. If I'm Matt Rhule, man, I'm thinking, okay, that's better than taking that Auburn job when I know I have to play Alabama and I have to play a lot of other good teams. and all these college coaches and the dipping into the college football ranks for NFL coaches is never going to work unless one of these coaches gets on a team that has a quarterback. But if you haven't noticed, a lot of teams that have quarterbacks that actually are really good aren't losing their jobs. 32 teams in the NFL, there's not 32 quarterbacks. There's 16 quarterbacks, and those 16 teams are in the playoffs a lot. Why would you want to do that? You can reload every year. It's a lot of work, I get it, but it's well worth it. Getting back while I was going through all of this is Kirk Ferentz gets paid a lot of money. Matt Campbell gets paid a lot of money. We had a disappointing season after some really good seasons when before that we were lucky if we won 5 games. So Matt Campbell, with anything, is he gets a mulligan. I get it, right? He gets a mulligan. Kirk Ferentz was Nebraska away from playing Michigan in the Big Ten championship game. Now, I don't think that would have been fun. After seeing what Michigan did to Ohio State, that was not going to bode well for the University of Iowa. It's a different world out there, folks. And you can't, Iowa State can't have a special teams in the hundreds. University of Iowa, no matter what that defense does. It wasn't like they had a bad defensive game, but they have no margin for error. 17 points is the Grand Canyon. You can't have a football team that with an offensive coordinator that this is the part I don't know. Did he not have trust in the quarterbacks? Can they not make the throws? Did they not have good decision-making? I get the offensive line wasn't really good. You have two NFL offensive line coaches. The Ferentz boys. Those things can happen. And there is Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara. Man, David Eichel. David Eichel coming on tomorrow, 5 o'clock. All over it. Transfer portal. That's his big thing. He's okay. I don't even know if he even cares about Brian Ferentz. I think he'd rather just forget about it. But he's with a lot of other people that are ticked off about the transfer portal. That you don't dive into it. Well, if you don't dive into it on your basketball squad and on your football squad and on your baseball squad and the wrestling squad and women's basketball, trust me. You get Caitlin Clark for a couple more years. You're looking out in the transfer portal to get her weapons, as many weapons as you can. Same with Iowa State women, same with Iowa State men, same with Iowa men. You have to go out there and you have to look for people to put them with these. There is nothing out there that says you can't have more talent than what you can put on the floor at one time. Your football program has to do something about it because these other schools are getting ready to do something about it. And if you're gonna stick into the neighborhood that you're in and bury your head in the sand and say, we've been all right before, we're going to be all right again. You can't even discipline or talk. If you were mad at your offensive coordinator, I guarantee you can't even dress him down on the sidelines because when you get home, you're in trouble and you can't do it the other way because he doesn't report to you. It's not a good combination. Most interesting college football coaching job and coaching person out there. I said, I don't think Deion Sanders is going to leave to go to Auburn. That's a lot of pressure. And I don't think he was going to go to Auburn because of his relationship that he has with Nick Saban. And while doing that, even as good as Auburn might have the capacity to be, you still have LSU, You have Texas. I mean, you have all kinds of things that you have to worry about. I don't, if I take my first D1 coaching job, I'm going to go somewhere where I can get talent. I can bring people in. And I'm like, what job is out there that gives him kind of the best of both worlds? He's under the radar a little bit. He can bring his people in. He can be prime time. And people will just pick him up, lift him up, love him, and go. No expectations. So when he starts winning, he can just go, prime time, my deal. I'm the reason it's working. Me and my players and my coaching staff. That's the reason this is working. Nothing else. That's what it is. University of Colorado. Now, the University of Colorado is in the Pac-12 right now. There's a good shot in 3 years they could be in the Big 12. That's a big conference. They have a good television contract. I don't know if anybody's been to the University of Colorado. It's in a cool spot. It's a great location. You're close to everything. You get all four seasons. You get snow. I don't know if he likes snow. There's just a lot of job. Wisconsin job does not fit Deion Sanders. The Liberty job doesn't fit Deion Sanders. But at some time, he has to take a step out of where he's at. And he has to show that prime time works anyway. University of Colorado wouldn't be a bad gig. I'm telling you. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Here it comes. NFL from yesterday. Get ready.
Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Monday. Hope everybody's driving home safely. Got back into work after a long weekend. Got through your Monday. We all did. Hopefully. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Tonight, Steelers Colts. 6:30 pregame to get a little bit of Zach Gelb, and then they will deep dive in to Monday Night Football. Interesting game tonight. Jeff Saturday and the Colts, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, you have people out there thinking that this is it for him. I mean, the dude doesn't get one bad year. Come on. Now, granted, now I don't know if it was his decision to keep Roethlisberger on for maybe a couple extra years that you could have tried to turn to somebody else. But Mike Tomlin would be, if Mike Tomlin wants to work in this league, he would have a job in a millisecond after he was let go of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do not see that happening. They just don't do that. They haven't had very many coaches, folks. Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, not a lot after that. There's a reason for that. Okay, before I jump to the NFL to carry on, I have to do a quick sponsor here. Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services throughout the Midwest. Heritage is a future-focused and driven-by-technology company to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide a peace of mind, and protect our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to these clients. Go to heritagebuilding.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services, Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay, So I had the pleasure of listening to sports radio all day today. I was out of office today at a clinic up in North Ankeny. Had one of my service guys had a couple days off this week. I always like to get away and go up and chat with everybody up there and do stuff. It was a good day today. I was listening to sports radio while I was walking around and doing my thing. And I'm listening to why, and I had to deal with this on, let's see. I'm trying to think if I was dealing with this with my sister-in-law. I love my sister-in-law. She's a huge Ohio State Buckeye. And I spent a lot of time saying why Ohio State can't be in the college football playoff. And to her point, to a certain extent, she had some things happen after our conversation that helped. Clemson lost, LSU lost, Oregon lost. So a lot of these teams that could have been going to their conference championships. The thing that I said to Susie, and I still believe today, is right now when you look at the top four, and the top four are Georgia, Michigan, TCU. We'll look at the top five. TCU, USC, and Ohio State. USC is playing in their Pac-12 championship. TCU is playing in the Big 12 championship. Michigan is playing in the Big 10 championship. And Georgia is playing in the SEC championship. Next up in those are Ohio State, Alabama, Penn State, and Tennessee. Alabama not playing in the SEC championship. Ohio State not playing in the Big Ten championship. Penn State didn't get a shot at playing in there because of divisions. And neither did Tennessee, Washington, 10-2. So your top nine are 10-2s going up. You have three teams up there that are 12-0. So let's talk about them first. Georgia, even if LSU beats Georgia in the SEC title game, Georgia still goes to the college football playoff.
I just lost one here because I was looking at
standings earlier today. So I'm looking again, and I apologize because I just drew the biggest blank of all. There you go. It was Purdue. If Michigan would happen to lose to Purdue in the championship game, Michigan's still in. Now, here's where the point for my sister-in-law, Susie, where she gets a ray of hope. The first one's still pretty minuscule. USC has to lose to, and they are playing Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. There's a lot of stuff going around in my brain right now. If they would happen to lose, which they could lose to Utah, I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to happen. Caleb Young pretty much solidified himself as the Heisman Trophy candidate winner. If USC would happen to lose and be 11-2, hold that thought. TCU, if they get beat by Kansas State, this is number 10 Kansas State, second time they've played them. Even at 12-1, that one loss being in the championship game, that's why I think the top three teams are all safe, because their one loss would be in the championship game. Ohio State can't say that. USC, on the other hand, if USC loses, they're 11-2, and they now have two losses. So Ohio State has a shot. That's their shot. They need USC to lose.
Now here's USC's other tough thing. Or no, Ohio State's other tough thing. Is I am one of those conspiracy theorists that there are a billion of us out there when it comes to college football playoff committees. And I'm not even saying this per individual. I'm telling you when they get in a room that somebody's standing in there waving something over their head to make them go, okay, I believe in what you believe in, and this is what we're going to do. Here's the one thing that college football playoff wants the most, and they can't get it. And that's to have Alabama in it. Because when Alabama's in it, they make more money. Now, do I think that's always going to be true? No. Do I think it's true this year? No. I think we're so starved for college football that that's not going to happen. I do believe in my heart of hearts it's the last year of this to get these people out of these closed door meetings, and God only knows what they talk about. And you go to a 12-team playoff, and yes, you're going to have to split hairs, but you're giving the first four byes. So you're splitting hairs with the other eight. I don't think that's that big a deal. I mean, if you had to go to a 12-team playoff, you get to Utah at 12 and LSU. If LSU would happen to win in their Pac-12 game, here's the other part of that. And this is the reason why I believe in these first three that are all 12-0. If you're going to punish a team that gets beat in the championship game I'm not going to take TCU because that's whatever. I'm going to take Michigan. Let's say that Michigan loses and now they're 12-1. And so at 12-1 and Ohio State is 12-1 and we want to put Ohio State in there, even though Michigan, that's a bad one too. So you can't do that either. TCU would be the one. TCU being 12-1, that Ohio State should jump over them. If you're going to do that, then who cares? Who cares who the champion of the SEC and whoever wins the regular season, whoever has the best record, they get the bye in when it goes to 12 teams. And don't play that extra game. Because if you're going to punish them for losing that game, it's a huge deal for K-State. K-State at 9-3, if they could beat TCU, that gets them a better bowl game. All TCU wants is to get to the Final Four. You have to reward for what you've done on the field. And what I told Susie at the time that it happened, if Ohio State has that same result, but it's at Michigan, then I think you can take a step back and you can go, okay, we went to Michigan. They were number two, we were number three, or we were two, either, whatever it was. And we had to go to Michigan and they beat us. Then I can live with that a little bit. But if USC goes into their title game and they don't lose that title game, then I don't believe in that. My feeling is, and I can't get it out of my head. You can't want to push these teams into these money-making championship games and only reward them if they win. They shouldn't be punished if they lose. It shouldn't work that way. The college football playoff has no shot in the world of getting Alabama in. And I don't think they're willing to fight for Ohio State, because I don't think they have a fight. Ohio State, for Susie out there, if you want Ohio State in the college football playoff, You have to hope that Utah beats USC, because that gives USC two losses. So they're not, they don't have the same record as Ohio State now. And I, getting back to what I told Susie, you can't win, you can't lose that game on your home field by that many points and expect people to forget about it and just say it was a loss. Because it wasn't a loss. It was a big loss. And if you think that people don't believe that, then I get that not everybody wants to look to Vegas or look to sports betting. That was a pretty big game for Ohio State. It's not like Ohio State went into that game as an underdog. They were the favorite, a pretty clear favorite, a pretty big favorite. It was a bad loss. And it starts to, here's how bad a loss it was. And I didn't think about this today until I heard it playing on a spot on the radio for somebody who was going crazy because of their hatred towards this person. Ryan Day has been absolutely amazing at Ohio State. Has he won every big game he's ever been in? No, but he wins a lot of football games. And that football stadium was yelling and screaming and chanting, "You know where I'm going. We want Urban. We want Urban." Jacksonville Jaguars want Urban too, to be thrown away. Urban Meyer might be one of the, now listen, he's a winning football coach, I get it. But I think if you go a deep dive and you start asking people, "Hey, what's it like playing for Urban Meyer?" I don't think you're going to get a great answer. And the Ohio State people, one loss, or two, you lost to Michigan now twice. That's all you give somebody who's came in and won you at least 10 games a year since he's been your head coach? Tough crowd. Urban Meyer. I have a Halls sitting on my Chick-fil-A Diet Coke to rest my throat because it's winterish time. I wouldn't let Urban Meyer sit and watch my cup to make sure my Halls didn't move, let alone coach my son or daughter. It's one thing to get paid millions of dollars to coach millions of dollar players. And when you don't treat million-dollar players just because you're a million dollar coach, guess what you don't get to do? Coach them. You get fired. But when you have control over 18 to 22 year olds, you can do whatever you want. It's past that time. You guys better start loving up a little bit more on Ryan Day. We have got a ton of potpourri to go through in this final segment. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM.
When you it's Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in. Last segment on this Monday. Hope everybody had a great day. Be safe driving home, please. Over a long weekend, hope everybody had an enjoyable weekend. Got to see some family, have some food, watch some movies. Whatever you were doing, as long as it was family related, I hope you had a great time. Back to work on a Monday. Whew. Still, we got Christmas and New Year's coming up, so we don't have a lot of days left here that we're going to be working a whole lot of days. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. Tonight, Steelers and Colts. So on that website, you can click on, you can listen to the game. You can watch the game. I do believe this is an Amazon night, right? I'm sure I'm thinking. Nope, Thursday nights are Amazon nights. Maybe that's when it is. Whatever. This is a really good game. Interesting game. It's not a good game. a 3-7 Steelers team, a 4-6-1 Colts team. Jeff Saturday, people upset about him being a coach. Mike Tomlin, some people in Pittsburgh want to get rid of a coach. Just both of them need to stop. Those are not what you should be thinking. Last segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides design, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, and card access and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security of your facility. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service techs, and many more for an outstanding automation, machinery, manufacturing company. That's the reason that I can have somewhat control over the HVAC system at one of my properties is because of Woodman Controls. So thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that. To say thanks to all of them, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, BetMGM, and Come and Go. I thank you all and all that you do for this program. Okay, I was going to do potpourri. I want to get to a couple, but I can't do that without at least giving a little quick run through on some of these that really, some of them got my goat this weekend. I love that Steelers-Colts game tonight just because of the coaching matchup. The Buffalo Bills, for the second time in a row being in Detroit, they won the football game. The Detroit Lions, just as easily, they're 4-7. They could just as easily be 7-4. They have a really talented football team that just needs to learn how to win. And it's a process. I get it. But, they played Buffalo straight up. The Cowboys, after dominating the Vikings last week, struggled a little bit with the Giants at home. A couple of really weird plays and a nice CeeDee Lamb getting his upheld and out of bounds on – it looked like he was out of bounds. I don't know. But whatever. The Cowboys won the game. The Vikings come back from a blowout loss to those Cowboys to beat the Patriots in Minnesota. It was an interesting game. Mac Jones had a good game. You know, you look at that, he was 28 for 39 for 382 yards and 2 touchdowns. Anytime a New England Patriot post Tom Brady throws for 300 yards, I don't think they win any of those games. Speaking of one, Tom Brady threw for 246 yards, 2 touchdowns. They lost Tristan Wirfs yesterday. They got beat by the Browns at home. The only notable thing for the Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson starts practice and starts this weekend's game. Yep, he's back. Cincinnati Bengals took care of the Tennessee Titans on the road. Look out for these Cincinnati Bengals. They're getting healthy. Great offensive line. Nice running attack. Jamar Chase coming back. It's going to be crazy. The Dolphins, Tua, had a good game. Threw for 299. The Texans are 1-9-1. It's not that they're 1-9-1 that has a lot of people concerned. It's the fact that they lead the league in penalties. They lead the league in allowing sacks. They lead the league in every dubious category. At some, even if you don't have a good football team, you still should be, with coaching, be able to take care of fundamentals, and they are not. The Jets beat the Bears, the depleted Bears, no Justin Fields. No defense because they traded away their couple of their best players. Washington Commanders are now 7-5, folks. Yes, the Washington Commanders are now 7-5. And for all you Packers fans out there who are 4-8 and lost a game against the Eagles, even though they played tough, Aaron Rodgers thought maybe he had a collapsed lung, has rib issues, has a broken thumb, didn't play much of the fourth quarter. Jordan Love did. The fact that the Washington Commanders are 7-5 and have a win over the Green Bay Packers pretty much seals the deal for the Green Bay Packers of not making the playoffs. My beloved Ravens can't play a fourth quarter to save their lives. If they could play a fourth quarter instead of being 7-4, they would be 9-2. I'm telling you, you heard me say it last week. You're going to hear me say it again. You do not want to play the Jacksonville Jaguars next year. I don't even think you want to play them this year. Trevor Lawrence, a game. Come back in the fourth quarter. Doug Peterson, everybody on the sidelines enjoying. It looked like fun. The simple fact that Cliff Kingsbury still has a job is almost redonkulous for the Arizona Cardinals. And Brendan Staley's lucky that he has a job because the two-pointer to win the game actually worked instead of not working. If they'd have lost that game 24-23 because of that decision, he may not have a job. Josh Jacobs, that's all you got to say. Have him on my fantasy team. He scored 42 points. I don't even know if I scored 42 points last week with not a good game, but great job out of him. They beat the Seahawks 40-34 in Seattle. Not easy to do. The Kansas City Chiefs, no matter who they put in, no matter what they do, you can almost guarantee these stats. Patrick Mahomes, 27-42, 320 and a touchdown. Pacheco had 22 carries, 69 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce, 4 receptions, 57 yards and a touchdown. The San Francisco 49ers are 7-4. They won 13-0 over the Saints. The Saints are horrible. They make so many mistakes. It is crazy how many mistakes they make. Jimmy Garoppolo, 26-37 for 222. They just keep winning, baby. And those Packers lost to the Eagles, 40-33. Let's say this. Christian Watson now had four more receptions for 110 yards and one touchdown in the last six games, has more touchdowns than almost every wide receiver in the NFL. That's what happens when maybe you work with your receiving core. You make them better. Okay, I have one left here. I wanted to see if there's any big games coming up this weekend. The Chiefs and the Bengals, huge game. Miami at San Francisco, huge game. Philadelphia, Tennessee is a big game. Washington and the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants is a ginormous game. The Jets going to Minnesota is a big game. Jacksonville going to Detroit is a big game. And Buffalo and New England is a big game. In New Orleans and Tampa Bay needs to win that game to keep themselves maybe at 500, even though they still might be leading if it's beyond that. Okay, so this was my plea. I'm going to close my notebooks up here. This is my plea to an NBA team. There's rumors out there that the Indiana Pacers are getting ready to trade Miles Turner and Buddy Hield to the LA Lakers for Russell Westbrook and draft picks. Here's my issue. My issue is Tyrese Halliburton plays there. Tyrese Halliburton right now, 19 games played, averaging 19.6 points. 4.5 rebounds, 11.5 assists, leads the league in assists, almost 2 steals, a block, and less than 3 turnovers a game. Miles Turner is their leading rebounder and third leading scorer. Buddy Hill is their fourth leading scorer. Russell Westbrook is I get how he's a different cat. He's a team killer. In the last 4 or 5 spots he's been in, he's been a team killer. I love watching Tyrese Halliburton play basketball. He's having an all-star year. And now you want to bring somebody that in his last 3 stops has been more of a malcontent than a good teammate. Do I think that's what Russell Westbrook is as a whole? I don't know. But I know what people have said after every exit that he goes. And why in the world do you want to help the Los Angeles Lakers? I don't understand. I hope they don't do that. That's me being selfish. For Tyrese.
You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Drive home safe. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. See you then.